Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Welcome back, bitches. This is Bad Examples, and this is the holiday edition and our
season finale. Wow, that was good. Thank you.
I'll be here all week.
Alan, please get that sound bite. I'm playing it every day, all day. I want that to be your text message when you call me.
Oh, my God, I hate you so much.
Season finale.
Also, I just looked at my phone and it's 4:20. Just shout out to Jessica and all the other potheads in this world.
4:20 during the holidays. Is there a better time of the year?
There is not for not me, but everyone else.
Yeah, so today we have a lot of fun things in store for you. We're going to talk to a Real Housewife.
Holidays with the Housewives. Margaret Josephs from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Can you tell me a little bit about her? Because I'm not as familiar with the show. Okay, you know what I mean?
She's not an OG. She wasn't like the first two. Like, I feel like Teresa, Melissa are more like well-known.
So she's a newer cast member.
She's a newer cast member, but she's brilliant. Let me tell you, you want to hear somebody who has like the comebacks of the century, the quick like jabs, the clapbacks, unreal. I watch it just for that.
Because iconic.
I'm like, it's seriously iconic. Because I watch it and I'm like, who thinks of this? Like, her brain is just set on clapback, and it's amazing because I live for clapbacks.
No,
clapback.
Was she friends with the girls? Is that how?
Okay, so she got brought in by, do you know Siggy Flicker? She was like, she was on the seasons a few seasons back, but she's a relationship expert, always on Wendy Williams, whatever.
That is the most perverted name, Ziggy Flicker.
Siggy Flicker. I think her name is Sigarita or something. She's Jewish, so it's like one of those like Israeli names.
I want my last name to be Flicker.
Flicker. Oh yeah, that's, you would get some joy out of that, you sick bitch. All right, so she brought her on as her friend, and then they actually had drama. You know what happens when you like bring somebody new on, and then like you have a friend and you introduce them to your other friends,
yep,
and then they become really close, and
yep,
you become like, that's, you know,
your worst,
jealous, and you're
worst
like,
nightmare.
Why am I being left out?
Yes.
Like, I should have never done this. That's what happened. But like, she's a great friend. She's a great person. She's a philanthropist, she's an entrepreneur, she has all these great things going on, and she's great TV.
Fantastic.
And she's adorable. She's got this blonde hair, she wears
pigtails
all the
time. I was looking at her Instagram, she's pretty.
She's so pretty. Mm-hmm. First season that she came on, she was called the powerhouse in pigtails. It was hysterical.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so she...
I'm excited to talk to her.
Just because she's, like, funny and easy breezy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, light.
Yeah, I want to know what, her holidays are like. And,
yeah.
You know, what's it like to be a Real Housewife during the holidays?
Yeah, and how BravoCon was, that whole
shit.
We need to know the deets.
We're also going to do a special holiday edition of Denny's Do's and Don'ts, so we'll have...
I feel like that's going to be a shit show, so stay
on.
Tuned.
it might be the last time we do this,
yeah,
but we'll see. Do not fear. It's our season finale, but we have stuff
for
rest of the month.
Yeah, to keep you guys here with us. We're not going to leave you withdrawing. Yay, from our show. And then our season finale, are we revealing the date for that?
Huh?
I mean, the season premiere for season 3?
Yes.
Are we going to reveal the date for that?
Yes, it is January 14th.
Mark your calendars.
Hold on, let me check my calendar first to make sure
it's correct. I feel like
correct.
Just may fuck this up, but...
Yes,
January 14th. Mark down your calendars. Season 3, we are going to have a banger. It's going to be a lot of fun. Great episode. We may have a fun guest. Stay tuned for that. But we will keep you guys updated every Tuesday. We're not going to leave your see you next Tuesday ass with nothing.
You know what? I have a question for you for the holidays.
Okay.
What do you do? Because we keep talking about Christmas. But what about Hanukkah? So I don't celebrate it. So I don't know. Like, what was it like pretty much marrying into someone like doesn't want to let that part of their family die?
So my
husband, like, how did you embrace it? Because a lot of families are, they're blended like that. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think those families go broke. because it's 8 gifts for Hanukkah.
Oh, are you
then
doing that?
Like 100
You're
gifts
not doing
Christmas.
The 8 gifts of Hanukkah too,
no,
are you?
So my husband is Jewish. He's Jewish when it's convenient. And he does not like religiously celebrate Hanukkah.
Sure.
They're very Americanized Jewish, so it's like
The last name is the most Jewish thing about them, I would say. But he had a bar mitzvah, so he did do like the things you're supposed to do. But he doesn't celebrate the holidays just because like they weren't that religious about it.
Sure.
So my best friend Sammy, everything, celebrates everything. Like she's their family's like on top of it, whatever.
But I know like during your wedding, I think it's beautiful that you incorporated
both
it.
Both a rabbi and a priest.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, we wanted to do it for everybody, both sides, is whatever.
So like the kids are aware of both. They know.
Well, Skylar and Jaden, this is how we had to figure out, because each family is going to be different, but I don't like when people say I'm half Jewish, because the religions are counteractive. They don't coincide with each other because they believe different things. So mm-hmm. I don't understand when people say I'm half Jewish. No, my mother is from Catholic descent. My father is from Jewish descent, but I am being raised. My daughters had baptisms because they're girls and they're not carrying on the name. Mm-hmm. So Corey said, if you have girls, they can be Catholic and not do the bat mitzvah thing. But if we have a son or multiple sons.
Oh my God, he's going to have a bat mitzvah. That's going to be crazy.
Oh, Julian, it's his golden birthday. He was born on the 13th. So his golden birthday is the 13th birthday is his bar mitzvah.
That's going to be the biggest shit show of all time.
But you know what? I had kids so close that Julian's bar mitzvah is going to be the same year as Skylar's sweet 16. I will be broke AF.
Wow.
And then in between there somewhere, Jaden's sweet 16. So I may have to have like Jaden and Skylar like celebrate in between their birthdays one giant sweet 16 and like honor both sides of the room maybe in whatever their theme is. But Julian will have a bar mitzvah because he's carrying on the name. He's the only surviving Epstein boy other than Corey. So he's the legacy baby. So it was important to the family that mm-hmm. they ask if we carry on the name. And I said, sure, of course.
Do you guys have, do you have a Hanukkah candle?
No, we're really bad at that. Like,
ooh, but, you are.
Because
that is,
you know
bad.
Why? Because Corey didn't do it. I said, I'll do all the traditions.
Oh, really?
Corey did. Yeah.
They didn't do the candles?
I don't think so. No, I've never heard them even speak about
they
it.
I always
so
secretly wanted to do it.
I said, I will do all the traditions that Corey did growing mm-hmm. up. So if he did this, I'll do that. I'll follow sure. I'm not just going to like bring up traditions because Julian's Jewish. I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not going to create more stuff to do when I don't know anything about it and they're not enforcing it. So
it'd be funny for you to try
you
to learn what the
like,
fuck to do.
Corey knows like the Jewish prayer though, like yeah. he had to know it for his bar mitzvah, so sure. he knows it. So it's like funny to hear him say it.
It is
and I'm
strange
like, oh,
though,
God,
you do want them to like be conscious of like their like who they are and where they came from, but like I get what you're saying. Like
it's
he
hard.
Doesn't even know what the fuck to do. What,
right.
what are you
I'm like
to
I'm
do?
Not gonna start like Googling shit when no. you guys really don't take it seriously. Like if you guys were to take it
although,
like more religious,
it would be fun to do one year. I kind of want to do it.
Yeah, like my mom literally went, you know when you go to like Bryant Park in the city and yeah. they have like those little stands where you could buy shit? My mom bought him like a Jewish star and I laughed so hard. I was like, Mom, this is the only thing Jewish in my whole house.
Because love it.
Nobody like does stuff like sure. that. So, but my mom, of course, the most Catholic woman out there, is like, I bought him a Jewish star. I'm like, okay, Mom.
So, see, but this is what I love about, you know, being you both coming from two different kind of worlds,
but
and then making
it
fucking work.
Like, also, we when they were baptized, like they have Jewish godparents, not all of them, but Tara and Raven are Corey's mm-hmm. sisters, and they're both of my girls' godparents, and they're not Catholic. And I said to them, how do I make this work? And my priest said, I appreciate you baptizing the kids. So whatever I can do to accommodate, I appreciate you found love and I just want you to be happy. Well, it doesn't matter where they come from. Jesus was Jewish. That's what he said. So we're all one, whatever.
True.
I love my priest so much. So he was like, you can have her be up there and be the godmother, but you have to have your mom also be up there as a stand-in Catholic, as he called her the sponsor. But
right,
it's technically,
right.
yeah. So the godparents are the godparents. And then my mom is the sponsor to make sure that they follow in the footsteps, because obviously the Jewish godparents are not pushing them into the direction of the church. So right. whatever. It's very complicated and a fucking messy, but it works for us. And that's yeah. what we do. And that's why when everyone's like, oh, I do this, I'm like, that's cool. Listen, I have two kids that are not Jewish and one who is. So don't look at me. You're supposed to follow what the mother is. But I wanted to honor my father-in-law passed before he met Julian. And mm-hmm. I know he would have wanted my son to be
no, this
following
is,
that. So I
think
I
you're doing the
important.
Right thing. I think you're because listen, there's history in both religions.
Yeah,
and it's
of course.
Important
I don't want
to
like forget one.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I
have
it.
To find a way to make it work for everyone because no one over there is going to temple.
Yeah,
and my mom goes to church, so when she watches
does she
them,
go to church?
Yeah, of course. When she watches them on the weekends once in a while, if she's like, "Can I have the kids this week?" and I'm like, "Sure," she takes them all to church, and poor Julian walks up there with his arms
God
crossed. He's
bless.
Like, "I'm Jewish, help, get me out of here."
You're taking those three to church?
My mom is a saint. Let me tell
saint.
You,
she actually deserves a saint name. Yeah. Shall
saint
we
Steph.
Rename her Saint Steph? Holy shit, what is that you. Like?
Yeah, well, she goes with my dad, who's also not Catholic. He's Protestant. So he goes to church with her, but he doesn't receive communion. So he goes up, he'll walk up with
got
her,
it.
But he crosses his Lucky. Arms, so he doesn't get it. But the priest is continually trying to convert him. And he's like, "How about it, Mark? Are we?
you ready to eat that cracker yet?
Yeah, how are we doing on the wine? You ready for a drink?" And he's like, "Not today, guy."
I can't get over how fucking unsanitary it is.
Oh, that we're all drinking out of the same
cup. Yeah, but like
Isn't
when you
phenomenal?
Think about it, no one's like died after church. Like.
No, it's because it's blessed. So we're all exempt, right?
But like, I mean, as an adult, I'm like, that's fucking like, where do these crackers
not
come
only that,
from?
The crackers are in the people's hands. They're not wearing gloves. We're eating crackers out of people's hands and we're all sipping from the same wine. It's one
yeah.
messy,
oh, and, like,
messy family.
A lot of times the cracker people are like, just like
people. Oh no, they're literally just people. We're just eating it out of their hands.
Yeah, like an animal, like wild yeah. animals. Like, oh, that stale ass cracker. You have to have the wine.
Yeah, you got to watch something.
Fuck, it gets right on top of the roof of your mouth.
It's so funny because you don't think about that. And then all of a sudden one day you're like, wait, we're just all like, we don't know if that person washed their hands or eating
no,
crackers out
or
of their
like,
hands.
I don't know, has a fucking herpes.
Nobody's ever gotten sick, though. So you, that stands for something.
I know, it's crazy
it's
when you
amazing,
think about
yeah.
it. It's amazing.
And people would be like, that's because it's blessed by God. He doesn't want
like,
you to get
I'm
sick. And I'm like,
shocked.
Well, duh.
I'm shocked on social media. We have not seen a clickbait headline like, herpes from the holy water. Like, you know.
Holy water herpes. Fuck you.
I'd be clicking so fast, like. Mom,
tell
we're not going
more.
To church anymore.
Tell me more. I need to know more. Oh my God, that's phenomenal.
You know, before we talk to Margaret, we're going to talk about, you know, gift giving and gift ideas and all that stuff. But let's talk about Fabletics. Guys, you can get two pairs of leggings for only $24. That's a $99 value when you sign up for VIP. Just go to fabletics.com/badexamples to take advantage of this deal now. And check out the website as we're telling you about this because you have to see what they got going on
they
over here.
They have, if you're into working out or just wearing like cute sports looking outfits with like a cover up over it. They have really cute sets.
And this is how it works. You're going to take a quick 60-second style quiz for personalized outfit recommendations, and then you're going to shop from thousands of styles curated for you. You can check out as a guest or become a VIP. Now, the VIP perks are up to 50% off regular prices,
free shipping.
And I'm like, oh, free shipping? Okay.
I'm in. Free
you don't
shipping.
Even give me the 50%
no.
off regular
free
prices.
Free shipping, I'm happy.
Right now, our audience is getting two leggings for only $24. That's a $99 value when you sign up for VIP. That's fabletics.com/badexamples to get two leggings for only 24 beans. And if you guys enter your email at the end of the quiz, you will receive exclusive monthly discounts and inside scoop about new collections that haven't been released yet. Ooh.
That's the good
shit. I'm in on that. Yeah. Where else can they put a pocket?
They have new styles, collections, and prints that are released every single month, and Fabletics 45-day workout guarantee that you could sweat it out for 45 days, and if it doesn't perform, you get full refund.
Amazing.
Get two leggings for only $24, a $99 value, when you sign up for VIP. Just go to fabletics.com/badexamples to take advantage of this deal now.
The best part is there is no commitment to purchase monthly and free shipping on all orders over $49.
International shipping is available and you're going to love it. So there'll be no returns, I promise.
This will be, you tell your husband, you're welcome.
That's fabletics.com/badexamples. Dear husband, you're welcome.
Dude, I have a really stupid question.
Why do I feel like all your questions are stupid questions?
I'm just sitting here thinking about like gift giving and Santa and like, you know, us getting gifts for him getting gifts for us. And then I thought about Santa and his wife. Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Did they have any children? And if not, why is no one creeped out by Santa?
So if you watch The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, is that?
This is where my.
The Bible of Santa Claus is.
This is my research. If you watch there's many movies that'll tell you they have different kids. In Santa Baby, Jenny McCarthy's the daughter. Her name is Mary.
So is there a daughter, or did like random movies just make it up?
I think they make it up. But anyway, like, does he live forever? Or is it a legacy? Like, okay, in the right. Santa Claus, in the third movie, he gets married and whatever, and he has a baby, and it's a little boy named Buddy.
Stupid. Okay. Buddy the baby?
Buddy the, what you would think would be Elf, Buddy the Elf, but like, no, that's a different movie. So it's all very confusing, but... So anyway, I don't think that they have.
Yes, because in a lot of the stories, the legends, the son becomes Santa Claus.
They take over the family business.
But like, I feel like, you know, there's staples. There's the reindeers. There's Santa, Mrs. Claus. There's the elves. There's never like an official story of children. And I'm like, I just feel like maybe Mrs. Claus was infertile. And like, if so, like, why isn't she not the spokesperson for infertility?
Maybe she was
a fucking beyond her age and wise beyond her years, and she didn't want children because all she did was fuck with kids all year round.
She was dealing with fucking elves.
She was the first woman to say, you know what, I work really hard, I take care of my man, I don't want children. Like, she could have been a role model for so many, but instead we're making up stories where they may or may not have kids.
Here is my theory. He got offered to be Santa and said, you will be immortal and live forever, but you cannot have kids.
Whoa.
Are you in? Bro.
That's 100% what happened. Right? All these kids around the world will look at you like a father figure. Father Christmas.
With the devil. Yeah.
Father Christmas.
Yes, it's Father Christmas. And we're all his children.
Holy shit.
So that's why he takes care of
everybody.
So you
think Mrs. Claus was like on the contract? Like they both had to sign?
They had to sign and say, this is your husband's job offering. Are you willing to, one, move to above Canada and like live in the North Pole and freeze to death forever? And then you'll be immortal and you'll live forever and you'll have children all over the world who love you, but you'll never have your own children because they can't have that.
Yeah,
because
you can't focus on your kids when you've got 100 million kids in a million different countries.
No, because they work 24 hours a day, year round, right? That's the deal.
That's the fucking deal.
It's a lot of work.
Holy shit.
The kid would have been deserted.
I just feel like Mrs. Claus, you know, should be more of a... you know, like a role model for us all. Like, tell us what's really going on.
She gets the shit under the stick. She probably does everything.
She does.
She's cleaning a lot. She's feeding a very large man.
She's blowing
all the time.
Where's that dick under that Santa suit? That is my question.
she's a ho ho ho, and this is what she signed up for. It's a lot of work.
And why do they always make Mrs. Claus like so like just old as shit?
Well, another movie. It was Mira Sorvino, and she was young and hot.
Oh, that was Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus.
I just assume, I mean, if we're going by how our society works, like Santa, who is a very, you know, he lives forever, he could have a million servants and all these toys. Like, his wife is probably hot. Like,
that would have been my deal. I would have been like, listen, I'm okay. I don't want to have the kids. That's fine. I want all these kids to love us. But one, my deal is I'm not going to look like I'm 100 forever. I want to look hot. I want to have boobs to my chin. And then I'll have gray hair. But like, I want a hot body. Like, that would have been my deal in the contract. She didn't think very hard about that.
No. No.
She always looks like she's supposed to be on like a cookie somewhere. Like, drawn onto a cookie.
Yes.
Like... I'm like, can't there be like a hot Mrs. Claus? Like, don't you think this is his one wife forever? For eternity. Why wouldn't they make her like more desirable?
When he gets on that sleigh and he's gone with those reindeer, you know she's fucking with some elves. She's doing some kinky
shit.
She's
not. No, she's not. Just don't you ruin this for me.
Yes, she is.
No,
dude.
She's not. She is a
loyal
bitch.
She's going into that toy making.
Yeah, the toys. The toy chest is full of Doc Johnsons, is what it is. She's got a toy chest full of Doc Johnsons.
She's like, listen, you little elf, I need you to make me a
vibrating
dildo.
Rabbit.
Christmas colored, of course.
Yeah, make it red and white candy striped and put a little bell at the end.
It's going to jingle when I come.
Oh my God.
It's going to jingle when I jizz.
Only me and you would destroy Santa for the rest of the world.
I'm obsessed with this story, though, because I don't...
What happened, though.
There's no answers.
Isn't my version seem accurate as fuck?
Yes.
They signed a contract. You'll be immortal. You'll live forever. All the children will love you, but you can't have your own, and... She just missed that little tidbit of she should have asked to be hot.
I agree.
Because, like, he can be warm and cuddly. Like, he can't be scary because he's got to
be,
like,
he could
be
smoking hot under all that gray beard.
I've seen, there's a guy. Okay, hold on.
You've seen a hot Santa?
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. I'm looking up his Instagram.
That's his, like, job. He's hot Santa.
Well, so this is his, this is what he looks like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. But he dressed up as Santa.
Oh.
But he's got a smoking fucking body under there. Oh. When I tell you, hold on, I'm going to find his body.
Oh.
For, he's 60, bruh. All he needs is like a few tats and he would have fucking killed it.
No,
but, like,
Santa Claus cannot have tats.
Look at Santa. Look at how hot this Santa is, though.
He's pretty. Let me see. He's had like an eyebrow lift. He's incredible.
Look at him. No, seriously.
Wow.
Yeah, he's okay. Brzezinski. Brzezinski. Look him up on Instagram. And
we'll post him on our bad examples. We'll post him on our Instagram page.
So he's like literally 60 years old. He's married, happy, whatever. But like he grew out his beard and gained like so many followers because they're all like, damn, Santa, I'll sit on your face. Literally, people were writing that on the comments because it came up on my Explore page and I'm like, this
shut
is not
up.
Santa.
Of course, he would come up on your Explore page.
Yeah,
horny Santa.
I didn't look up horny Santa.
Yeah, you did.
I was looking at this beer company for Corey and he's like an ambassador for it. And I was like, oh, this guy like has fucking Santa. This is his job. I'm like, he's a hot Santa. And then all these fucking people were like, oh, he could come to my house in the middle of the night. I'm like, bitch, leave this man, married man alone.
Oh, that's a whole other thing. You don't think Santa's fucking around?
I mean, there's got to be some stops where he's like...
He's going down chimneys and there's hoes waiting for their gifts with their legs
spread. Those lonely-ass housewives.
Come on. I don't know. I call bullshit on the whole thing. I don't trust none of these fucking people. No. All right, let's... I want to talk to Denny and let's get this fucking Christmas show on the road. All right, guys, we're doing a very special segment, a holiday segment, if you will, of Denny's do's and don'ts. So we asked you, what are you getting your significant other this Christmas, this Hanukkah, this Kwanzaa, whatever you
Christmas
celebrate.
Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Done and done.
Yeah.
And
cover
Denny,
all bases.
We're going to read your answers and Denny's going to tell us if it's a do or if it's a...
Don't. He's going to judge your ass is what he's going to be doing.
Denny's do's and don'ts.
Holiday edition. Okay, we have scratchers. I have a question before we even get. Is that like lotto scratch-offs or is that like ball scratchers?
Would you accept either one?
Yeah, would you be happy with both?
What are we talking about? Scratchers?
Scratchers. All she said was scratchers. That's the first thing. I'm like, does that mean like lotto scratch-offs?
Yeah.
Or is that great, like ball scratchers?
Great gift.
Yeah. Is it?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
cool.
Wow.
I didn't
Who
expect
would've
that.
Known? Me neither.
Yeah.
A stocking stuffer.
Oh, well played, Dennis. Well played.
A massage.
For sure.
Let's see. I'm slapping a bow on my butt and laying in doggy position, telling him I'm the gift.
Oh, God.
Swear to God.
Do or don't.
I guess.
You would like a physical gift on top of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay. You're doing that anyway. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe a sexual
innuendo,
position is
yeah.
a don't for you, but okay. I was thinking of fun socks.
Fun socks? But like toes?
Do or don't. Faster.
Don't.
Okay, a Nintendo Switch.
Do.
Is there any games you suggest to go with the Switch?
Get the original one. Don't get that bullshit one with the, they make like a light version.
Okay. Espresso maker.
Do. Anything coffee's.
What about like, I've seen like those ice coffee things you like put in the refrigerator and then someone can make an iced coffee real quick. You like that?
Yeah, I've actually won one of those. Thanks for never getting me one.
Look, this is called Jessica's gifts and she's trying to figure out what to get him.
I'm an iced coffee drinker yet.
Yeah.
I got no equipment to make one.
Wireless charger.
Wireless charger.
I guess for your phone, like on the go. Is that a good stocking stuffer or?
Oh, like a external?
Yeah, like that you could go with that, not into the wall.
I mean, I'm not bringing that thing anywhere.
Oh, okay.
How so, about, no go for Dennis, me. You have to say do or don't. That is the game.
Don't.
Oh, my God.
Gray sweatpants. Yum.
You guys in your gray sweatpants.
Yeah. Denny knows the deal.
How about AirPods?
Do. Love my AirPods. Except when you lose them for 6 months.
What's a Yeti cooler? People keep saying that.
Yeti cooler is this. company that sells overpriced nonsense that you can get just as good versions at like Walmart, but they think they're cool. So they charge like $90 for a
thermos. Or do?
Don't.
Home Depot card.
It's a waste. Don't.
Why?
Because I want a gift. I don't want to like spend my own money to buy crap I need to fix my house.
True. What about a fancy assholes live forever lighter?
What is that?
Don't.
Authentic.
Block that person.
Authentic Giants jersey.
Do. Especially over a Jets jersey.
I agree.
It's got to be the right player.
Oh, okay. Not, it's like quarterback, right?
I bought a Jay Cutler jersey and he's traded before the season starts. And now I have a jersey for a guy that's not on the team anymore.
Damn it, Chris Cavalier. Larry.
You're better off getting like a player that is like a classic player, like a retire, like a legend from the team, like a Lawrence Taylor jersey.
Brandon Jacobs.
Oh,
is my
that's
boy.
Great advice. Like someone that's like not, that's got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like not some guy to be on the team for a season that you have a $200 jersey you can't
good
wear.
Paul, that was a great a new Apple Watch.
Love my Apple Watch.
Oh, you know what he was saying?
I don't need a new one though.
He was
this
saying
is not for you, Dennis.
He was saying the
right.
Bands.
Do an Apple Watch.
He was saying the bands for the Apple Watch because you can like change.
Interchangeable.
Yeah. So he was saying if your man already has an Apple Watch.
Oh, it's a good one.
To get like,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
Like, a,
like
you, an evening
so you
one.
Could, like, you could dress it up if you need like a nice one.
What about a man crate, Denny, with like something comes to the house every month with all that shit in it?
I mean, I guess it depends if it's like a niche market, something you're into. Ooh. It's okay. But a lot of times those things are filled with a bunch of shit you don't even want.
Yeah, you like end up with more trash around the house.
I mean,
got
it's cool.
It.
It's cool getting a gift like every month, but.
Concert tickets.
Do.
A monogrammed wallet and fountain pen.
A what pen?
It's like the, it's not like a ballpoint pen. It's like one of those high executive pens.
I mean, I'm losing a pen. Don't. Fuck pens.
Don't.
Fuck pens.
Said by a cop.
You're going to lose that shit if you're
who
using
writes
it.
Things down all day.
Yeah, but I go through a pen every other day.
Dan, what about a trip? Like, what if you got an
vacation.
A vacation.
Like, should a woman get their man a trip?
Yeah, like buy a trip to like Aruba or something like, for you and him.
Like for him to go with like the boys or?
No.
That sounds like a gift for yourself, if you ask me.
No. What if you, or like an activity, you know what I mean? Do or don't.
Or like dirt biking or like snowboarding or some ticket to go do something fun.
I don't know. I'm married to Jessica Romano, so that'd be a don't. Go dirt biking or whatever the fuck you just
said.
Well,
your wife is a couch type of girl.
Forget me. This is for the general public. You don't think that's a good idea?
Well, that depends on the situation. That could be a nightmare if it's the wrong person.
So just know what your man's into.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the woman's offering a bow on her ass and anal, because she's like, I know what my man's into.
Yeah, and don't go like trying to do shit you don't want to do. Like, that's what I love about Jess. She's like, keeps in her wheelhouse. Like, if she don't want to do it, she's going to like, oh, let's go fucking play golf together. And then it's just like miserable because she hates it the whole time. So like, oh, I'm trying to do what my man wants to do. Like, just let him go fucking play golf by himself.
I appreciate that.
She said, that's what I love about Jessica.
Oh, how about this? We each put $500 in a vacation fund for Christmas as our gifts to each other. Sorry, we're boring you.
Yeah, sorry that you have so much
this
better
is your
to
segment.
Do.
Like, he's yawning.
I just woke up. I mean, it's just like a cop-out to not get gifts. Get your man something that he wouldn't buy for himself.
Okay.
What about like, a massage chair?
I actually don't mind getting clothes because if it wasn't for gifts, my closet would stay the same for the last 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm not going clothes shopping on my own. So if I go to my closet right now, half the shit I'm wearing was gifted.
What about a bottle of bourbon?
Sure, that could be cool, like a nice bottle.
I think if that has to be aged like a lot and it's got to be expensive and like some really
high-end.
Yeah,
like something
high-end.
You could use on like special occasions.
Yeah.
Break it out. Not like some nonsense you're going to drink.
What about 8 packs of beef jerky?
I don't like beef jerky. It's too salty.
All right, I have a question.
For me.
If you were a tattoo guy, would you want a gift certificate to the tattoo parlor to get new ink?
That'd be a cool gift because
right,
it is
an expensive purchase.
Yeah, it is. That's a pretty good idea.
What about grooming products like moisturizer, beard oil, stuff like that?
Ball dryer.
Yeah.
What
ball dryer.
Ball powder.
Keep
those buddies dry.
Do if it's a good product. I mean, I love my...
Tickets to Sebastian Maniscalco. Yes or no?
I love my trimmer.
He does love his ball trimmer that we promote on this show.
That thing is the best.
How about this? A ticket for a raccoon experience because he's obsessed with raccoons.
I hate this person and her man.
He gets to spend 30 minutes cuddling them and feeding them.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sell your
Do
man.
Or don't.
Throw the whole man away.
Just take him to Avengers. Go watch Guardians.
A grill? Is like a grill, like stuff for around the house. Is that something you'd want, like a grill, or is that just like for the house?
Like a new grill? I guess that's a do if the guy likes to grill. All
right, so that's really cool. For the guy.
Like an expensive, fancy grill?
Yeah, some George Foreman shit. I can see that if I...
Denny, for all the men that are gamers out there, do you want to tell us like what games really quick are in, what they should be getting?
Yeah, and are gaming chairs good or bad?
Oh, yeah, gaming chairs.
Gaming chairs are the worst.
Okay.
I mean, people really have gaming chairs, like a thing like from 40-Year-Old Virgin?
When I think gaming chair, I think Superman sheets on a twin bed in their parents' basement. That's what I think. But I mean,
gaming chair has a controller like built into.
Yeah,
like,
it freaks me out when men are that into. I don't allow video games in my house, so I don't know. But go ahead.
So, Denny, so you talked about the Switch. What other like systems or whatever?
I'm an Xbox over PS PlayStation guy, but I guess both are fine. I hear the VR is pretty awesome.
Oh, that's a great game.
Like virtual reality. Yeah.
That's good.
So I hear it's pretty good. I actually haven't tried it.
What are the top games for Xbox?
I'm big on Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a new Call of Duty just came out. Hold on, I got it right here. I already have it, so.
Oh.
Maybe it's a bad gift. That's a don't.
Then you know what I was going to tell
it's
them?
It's like Modern Warfare, so it's like a spin on me.
What about the tile?
Older versions. What about what?
The tile?
The stupid I lost something tile?
Yeah. I think that's major.
Yeah, they're good.
We have one on the dog. Like, I feel like that's a good gift for your man.
They're cool.
If your man's always losing
a tile on
shit.
Your dog?
Yeah.
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard. You know, you can
the
just
problem
chip
is he has to be
him.
Running. He has to run through like a Wi-Fi area, though, if he's not in the middle of nowhere.
Well, damn it, Beetlejuice. We're fine the Wi-Fi.
Denny, what about a t-shirt club gift?
I mean, ask your dad. Didn't we get him that one year? He seemed like that.
Yeah, he did.
His size, like, schmedium.
I feel like schmedium. I feel like Denny would like this because he has the world's funniest t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
He has the best t-shirts I've ever seen. They're so low-key, but they're on point. Like, when you went
to Disney. I got so many now, though. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but when you went to Disney, I was literally waiting for, like, each t-shirt per day because it was so relevant, but low-key.
Tyrol.
Yeah, I liked it.
Anything else on your do's and don'ts for the holidays, Denny, before we hang up on your ass?
Gift of the year, go.
I don't know. Tickle me, Elmo.
And
I don't know. I'm kidding.
Bye.
I have no idea.
And bye.
I hung up on him.
Fucking
tickle me, Elmo.
First of all.
Fuck you. Bad at this seriously. This is your wife's job.
How is he so bad at this game? He created the game. It was.
And then let me tell you, you know, you should get them brain camp. Oh my God.
Oh my God is right. We need a quick break after that. And when we get back, it's time for Holidays with the Housewife. You know what's the fucking worst? When you're all jolly and it's, you know, all the colors for Christmas are red and bright, and then you get your period.
The ultimate gift.
The ultimate gift.
You are not pregnant.
The only thing good about getting your period is Lola. It's something to look forward to because it's treating your lady parts with care and love. So what is Lola? Lola is a female-founded feminine care brand offering high-quality period and sexual wellness products made with natural ingredients.
This is a female-founded company, and it is literally the best thing you could have. It comes in these little tiny, you can like hide them in places because they're so small. It's brilliant.
Well, you know what they have now? It's awesome. They have trial sets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never been easier to try Lola and switch to natural period products. Okay. So the two trial sets they offer feature a mixed assortment of period products with 100% organic cotton for just $5. So both sets include compact plastic applicator tampons. Like Tracy said, that's a good word. Compact. They're
compact,
tiny.
Compact. That's exactly what they are.
And they're going to have one light, two regular, two super, one super plus paired with two ultra thin liners or two cleansing wipes. So that is a trial set. When you purchase a trial set, you'll automatically be subscribed to full boxes of both products starting the following month. Lola will send you a reminder email before your subscription officially starts. So it's a risk-free way to try the products before making a monthly commitment.
And Lola makes all period products 100% organic cotton. They're never lined with any toxins, dyes, fragrances, synthetic fibers, or chlorine bleach.
Oh my God, look at this. In 2019, Lola launched Tax-Free Period, a groundbreaking advocacy campaign with Period Equity, the nation's first law and policy organization devoted to fighting for menstrual equality. This November, they have announced the tampon tax protest. So Lola is actively participating in trying to get this tax removed in the 33 states that's still tax period products.
I fucking love Lola. Go to mylola.com and enter code BADEXAMPLES30 to redeem your offer of 30% off and your $5 trial set today.
And remember, when you do your subscription, you're going to be able to choose from the product type to the absorbency to the quantity to the frequency. Everything is customizable.
Again, you guys are going to go to mylola.com and enter BADEXAMPLES30 to redeem your 30% off and your $5 trial set today.
Ooh, I love that so much.
Hey, all you true crime fans, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morph.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
You guys, care of is really, really important. This is one of the most important. I feel like you're always should be taking care of yourself. And yeah. That's why I love this company.
We talk about wellness and taking care of yourself all the time. And, you know, with the new year coming around, if you haven't had a good 2019 and you've treated your body and your mind like shitty, care of is a great way to jump into the 2020 and make a new year's resolution for you. And what care of does, it makes it easy to get great vitamins, supplements, protein powders for your specific needs. So if you're looking for glowing skin, more energy, better sleep, or just something to support your health and fitness routine, Care of has something that's good for you.
Care of is going to arrive in your house and it's going to be personalized to you. Everything is in a little to-go baggie. You're going to grab it and go. And through the day, when you remember, you're going to take your pills and they're all going to be together. It's such easy an ideal situation because I never remember to do that. But to grab a bag, I can remember to do that.
That
you're
going to
take a short 5-minute quiz. It's so easy. It's going to ask you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, your health needs. You're going to get research-backed recommended products like vitamins, supplements, and protein powders that you need
to
help yourself.
What was good for me, because I'm like, sweet, I want to take vitamins. And then I was like, I don't know what to take. So like you answer the questions and it'll find out about you. Are you pregnant? Are you planning on being pregnant? Are you fucking vegetarian? Like, you know, what vitamins are missing from your healthcare routine? So I love that. That is the care of difference.
You're going to go to takecareof.com and enter code BADEXAMPLES50 for 50% off. That's huge. Especially during the holidays. You need that 50% off. Your first care of order. So again, you're going to go to takecareof.com, enter code BADEXAMPLES50 for 50% off your first order.
And guys, really, Care of also sources their ingredients from the highest quality products. So it's not like you're getting like some discount
shit product because you're paying less. No, you're paying less and getting higher quality. Mm-hmm.
50% off your first care of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code BADEXAMPLES50.
So during the holidays, what you really need to survive the holidays, I feel, is alcohol.
Of course.
Like wine.
And every other day of the year.
And yeah. So you're going to need wine to help your family not fight. You're going to need everyone to, you know, be well beveraged, shall we say.
Well beveraged.
Yeah. First Leaf is going to be unlike any other wine club that you've ever tried.
You know what? This actually is a great fucking gift to give somebody.
I would love to receive this.
Imagine you got First Leaf as a
anybody
gift.
Anybody looking to send me a gift, I'm down for First Leaf.
So what you're going to do at First Leaf is, like a lot of our other sponsors, you're going to take a quiz so that they know what your drinking preferences are, because some people like sweet wine, some people
Chianti.
Like So firstly, you know, some people like red, some people like white, some people maybe want to try something outside their comfort zone, but don't know what to try. This quiz is going to help first leaf send you exactly what you're going to like.
I got started by taking the first leaf wine quiz to assess what exactly I liked, and it literally delivered exactly what mm-hmm. I described to them. It was crazy. I was like, these are perfect for me. And they have literally to this date been the best wines that I've had.
And the best part is they give you like a little card that tells you what to pair it with. And I just love that because I pretend to be wine fancy, but who am I kidding? I drink that wine out of a box. You know what I mean?
See, so like, I am wine fancy and I'm a wine snob because my dad's a wine snob, but you are getting six wines for $29.95.
First Leaf sends out more than 17,000 unique shipments of wine every month because everyone's tastes are different. Try First Leaf Wine Club today, where buying great wine is simple.
You're going to go to firstleaf.com/bad examples. That's six bottles of wine for only $29.95. Plus, oh my God, our favorite thing, free shipping.
Sign up with our link and you'll get an exclusive intro offer. Six bottles of wine, $29.95. I mean,
plus free shipping.
You have to do that. Why would you not do that?
This is stupid. Not to be involved in this.
And you don't have to pretend to go to the liquor store and be like, what's this one?
Oh, this looks like my type of wine. You know nothing. You know shit. Go take the quiz and find out what you like, and then you're going to get it all delivered to your house. No drunk driving here.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so we have my favorite housewife because she's very much like me. She tells it how it is. She's unapologetic. She's fabulous. She's pretty in pigtails. She's Margaret Josephs. Yay. Welcome, Yay. Babe.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I love unapologetic. It's such a great word to describe her.
She's so fucking funny to watch. I love her so much. And she's philanthropist, and I've used her want to tell about your company that you work with?
Yes. Brave Gowns. Brave Gowns is hospital gowns that look like costumes for children. And I always thought it was so terrible when little kids are in the hospital and they have to wear these dehumanizing gowns mm-hmm. that are so uncomfortable. So I work with a company called Brave Gowns that gets gowns to hospitals for little kids when they're having surgery or just, you know, when they're sick, that actually look like costumes and they could feel like superheroes or cowboys.
Right. So my son. Like when my son had his hearing surgery, we put him in the jacked guy.
Superman?
Yeah, Superman, a superhero.
Is it? It was like muscles. It was like a muscle tank.
Oh, no, he was a little workout guy.
He was the little body lifter one. It was so cute. We put him in that to support Brave Gowns. We love the organization. And so we love Margaret because she's associated with
it. Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Genius. Absolutely. Yeah, awesome.
So it's Christmas time, favorite time of year.
Is it for you?
Is it for me the favorite time of year? Yeah. Yes, of course it's the favorite time of year. Though it's so fun. It's so festive. I love that we live right by the city, all the mm-hmm. lights. My family comes home. You know, I don't really speak about my children on the show, but I do have a son who is 23. Mm-hmm. He does not live in the state because he's a serious job. So he then does fly home. Because he travels a lot, so which is great. So I get to be with everybody, family and friends.
Yeah, I was going to ask because I know you're close with your ex and you're cool. Everyone's cool and like it's a good time and everything. How do you like, do you guys blend or do you split like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day?
Well, my ex-husband's Jewish.
Oh, so you get off the hook.
I'm
perfect.
Catholic. Yes. So we actually, you know, we do spend time together. He does not come over for Christmas. I think he'll be traveling this year. But if I have a party, he comes to all my parties.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I usually have everybody here, but most of my friends are Jewish. So truthfully, I have about 100 of my closest friends who are Jewish come over on Christmas Day because they don't feel like eating Chinese food. So I normally on Christmas Day have a tremendous party at my home. And it's great because I'm not working that week. I get to chill with my family and I just really enjoy it. So I don't go out of town. I stay home. We never ever go on a vacation at that time of year.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like being home. I want to be where it's snow. I don't even want to shop unless there's snow on the ground.
Exactly.
I agree. Through snow and being cold with the jackets and carrying all the bags. That's exciting. I don't want to sweat while I'm shopping.
I know. And I don't think I could live somewhere warm all year round. I like having the seasons. And I think it's true. At Christmas time, I like having the snow, having the Christmas tree. It would be weird to be sitting on my Christmas tree in like a pair of shorts.
That's how right. I feel. Yeah. I enjoy the change of seasons.
Yes. I but like I cater. I just want to be upfront. I cater. I'm not cooking.
respect. Total respect.
Yes.
I feel like holidays would be like, my mom would be so much more chilled out if we just catered. Yeah. Like, she wouldn't be a maniac screaming at everyone.
Do you know what we do? We cook a few things, and then we order things that we know everyone loves. And then at the end of the night, we cater Chipotle, and everybody makes tacos after they're drunk at the end of the night. And everyone's favorite thing, because they're always like, you're getting Chipotle, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know, the drunk tacos. We know all about it.
That is so amazing. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you could sleep late the next day. Yeah. I love it. It's so good. Yes. I know. People don't leave my house till like 3 a.m. Yeah. And then I sleep late the next day, and I'm eating leftovers, you know, with my eyelashes half off. It's perfect.
Amazing. We're the same like that.
So you have no holiday drama within the families going on?
No. None whatsoever. Yeah, that's the beauty of it, being half Jewish. You know, my ex-husband's Jewish. We're the Catholic one, so we don't have issues splitting holidays or whatsoever. Everybody really just comes here.
My husband is Jewish and his family's Jewish, but they never celebrated Hanukkah, because growing up, you know, kids are like, they feel kind of left out if they don't get Santa. So my father-in-law always made sure they had Christmas, and they'd like celebrate a little bit. Like, they'd get a gift for Hanukkah, but they weren't like embellished on it. So for Christmas, I don't have to like have both holidays and go broke with my kids, because my husband celebrates Christmas. So I'm like, easy peasy.
Yes, it makes life so much easier. Uh-huh. I agree. So it's a lot of fun. No holiday drama with family members whatsoever. My mother, you know, I just love her wherever I go.
Oh my God, the Marge Senior.
Marge Senior. Yes,
she's amazing too. She just got a facelift, right? Looks phenomenal. Living her best life.
Yes, she's living her best life too much. Marge Singer is a professional party girl. Sometimes I was away with her this weekend. We had an event in Atlantic City, and Marge Singer wanted to stay out later than me. I'm like, Marge Singer, relax. You're too much of a partier.
I'm sleeping on the couch, and Marge Senior's out till 4 a.m.
Yeah, something's wrong with that.
Yeah, she's the best, though.
I feel the same way. I'm like, I want to go to my room. She's out gambling. I can't. Something's up with that.
So how was BravoCon?
BravoCon was unbelievable. Uh-huh. I mean, because it was the first time they were doing it, I'm going to be honest. I was chaotic. A little concerned. But it was super organized.
Oh,
it was
amazing.
Great. It was designed beautifully. It was really amazing.
Andy Cohen, right? Like, who expected less from him?
Yes. Andy's amazing. The people at NBC Universal are amazing. It was really, they did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. It was so, all the fans loved it. Everybody loved it. They had multiple events going on. It was a lot of fun. Truthfully, yeah. I had a ball. Loved meeting everybody. The energy was super, super high. It was great. And I think next year it's even going to be bigger. I think they purposely kept it small because it was the first time, and next year it's even going to be bigger.
So what is it? Just like all the Bravo shows, all the cast members from all the shows get together? That's so cool.
And they've super fans buy tickets.
Yes, they had about 99 Bravo celebrities from across all the shows. Not just Housewives, but Below Deck, Vanderpump Rules.
Which is my show. I love Vanderpump. My friend Brett is on it this year, and I'm so excited for him. So,
oh, good.
So that's he'll probably be with you next year.
Yes, yes. Ed Shaw's The Sunset, you know, across franchises and different shows, and everybody gets together, and they have different panels, and we had crossovers.
That's
awesome.
And you
get to meet all the fans, and you had brunch with everybody. They had like boozy brunches. So it was a lot of fun.
Everyone get along? I feel like there's so many big personalities in one room.
Oh my God.
It was a lot of type A crazy.
Yes,
everybody did get along, shockingly. Listen, everybody bicker. You know, there could be bickering. You know, Ramona gets under my skin. But besides
I was just telling Jessica that. I literally done, so when I was on Jerseylicious, we used to do crossovers with all the housewives. So I did a bunch of events. I did one one event with Ramona, and I left there and I was like, I can never.
She's not good with the public. You know, we always have some sick little weird banter going on.
Yeah.
I'd love to be around people, and she's a wicked bitch, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. So out of all the people that you met and all the people that you film with, who would you put on the naughty list and who would you put on the nice list?
Well, obviously, Ramona will be everybody I film with or people I've met.
Well, people that you met at BravoCon that like stand out to you, and then like your cast on Jersey.
Okay. Well, I would say on the naughty list, obviously, Ramona's on the naughty list. Mm.
I don't know who she is. I don't know what
she's. Is she on a crazy
different
eyes?
She's New York City.
Crazy eyes. On the nice list, I mean, there's everybody's so nice. You know what I'm saying? I have to be honest. Everybody, I just like Dorinda.
Danielle.
Has is on the naughty list. Uh-huh. She's not even on the fucking list. She can't even make it to the naughty or the nice list. That's, I mean, I can't even, she doesn't even make a list. That's as far so as funny. I'm concerned. But she would be on the naughty list if I had to put her on a list. I adore Dorinda. She's on the nice list. On my cast, truthfully, I love mostly everybody. We're all at the core good women. Yeah. Minus the good one we just mentioned. But right now, Jennifer's on my naughty list.
Oh my God. Really?
Even though we were great on the show. She, you know, she goes back and forth with me. She's like a bratty sister.
Yeah. I feel that.
But I mean, I feel like, you know, she is entertaining.
She has diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah. Diarrhea of the mouth. She can't control herself. She just doesn't know when to cut it, but she's not a bad person at the core. All the women are great, but like, I love the ladies from New York. I really do. Mm-hmm. They're all fabulous, minus the one we discussed.
Yeah.
You know, the girls from Beverly Hills are all lovely. I love them. Kyle, obviously.
Kyle's my favorite.
She's on the nice list. I adore her. She's a lot of fun. Who else? Believe it or not, I like, you know, some people don't like her. I really like her. I like Kelly Dodd. She's great with fans.
She reminds me a lot of my sister-in-law, Tara. I don't know what it is, but she has the mannerisms of her. And, like, she has, like, very similar features. And I'm like, somehow she reminds me of her. So I have to love her because of that. So
okay, I really like her. You know what? I think she's a lot of fun. She's fun to be around. I enjoy her company. I get a big kick out of her. So she's great. Everybody was on good behavior. Very few people make it to the naughty list.
So how's Joe?
Joe is great. Joe's amazing. You know, he's like the best husband known to man. I love him. Aww. Known to man and women, I should say. He's great. He's fabulous. He's supportive. I love him. You know, we're finally working on my house, so you don't see it on this season. So it's like being done now, because you see on this season, I have that other property I'm having to sell. But he's great. He's just easy. He's the man behind the woman. He just does everything. He's with ladies all day. You see, Lexi brings her baby to work. He helps us with the baby.
Aw, that's cute.
He works all day. He's just great. You know, he's just a doll. I'm very blessed that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have my business, and it's hard, you know, you're filming, having a business, but we're coming out with a jewelry line.
Oh, fab. We're
coming out in January, and we really sell the mask. But yes, everything is great. I'm very, you know, I've been in business a very long time, and this year we're going to celebrate my 20th anniversary on the show.
Congrats.
Good. Yeah. So that's good. I had a business before I came on the show. It continues to grow.
Yeah.
And that's really it. What other exciting things can I tell you? I'm trying to think. We're going to have a great season. My business is growing. There's going to be some unexpected drama. You do see I get a big ponytail pull.
Oh my God. Someone touches you?
Yes. Woo! Yes. There's a very bad incident, but my ponytail, I always say, is unbelievable. It did not come out. Thank God.
Wow.
So that was the good news. And it's a really great season, and it's high drama, but it's a great season, and I think everyone's gonna love it.
I feel like this may be my favorite cast this season.
I think we're the best cast. We're the best group of ladies.
Yeah,
it's the right mix of sass and spice, and I think it's great. I really do love it. I know it was painful to watch the Siggy season with May. We just did not mix well together. She became completely unhinged. And, you know, reality TV is not for everybody.
Yeah, true. True that.
And I think that's what it is. And that's it. But, you know, she went on her merry way. And I think it was also great because Dolores and I, our relationship could grow.
Yeah, I'm good friends with Dolores. I love her. She was on this season earlier.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yes,
I love Dolores. She's amazing. She's an amazing person. And you know how it is. It's just everybody, I think, on the show is very authentic and reveals their real life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's also making it so great.
Oh my God. That's what it's
I
all
feel
about.
Like, you can't hold stuff back. You just have to give. That's what it's about
I
when
think,
you sign up.
I agree. I think that's what makes a great housewife, is just being completely authentic. And I think the fans could really smell fake. And I don't think anybody on the show at this point is fake. And I think everybody is their real self, if you're an asshole or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, and that's really what's going on.
Are you and your husband exchanging gifts for Christmas?
We always exchange gifts.
Do you have any good men's suggestions for gifts? Because we had a few people say, like, they don't know what to get for their man, because it's always like, oh, I bought him socks. I'm like, what, you, what the fuck are you buying him socks?
Socks? I mean, socks is like, no, socks is not good.
Socks is what you buy on an everyday shopping run. You're not buying him socks.
I like to get like an experience.
Yeah, I love that.
Joe or something like that. I like to get him like, you know, if I got him some Land Rover experience where he goes driving, like off-roading. So I always like to buy an experience.
When people ask me, I always say like concert tickets or like a, yes. Something in New York City that they would enjoy.
So you guys don't tell each other. You know how some people tell their significant other what they yeah. want, which I think is like weird.
It's like counterproductive.
Yeah. Like what? Just get it yourself then. Yeah. So right. you actually make it a surprise. He doesn't know what's coming.
Yes, exactly. I just feel like that's nice to do like an experience that you could do together. So I always get him some kind of experience. And then, of course, I always get him stuff that I want to get him clothes because I'm always trying to make him look cuter, right?
Well, construction, right?
Yes. Well,
he's my like, husband, yeah, every- too. He's a builder and that's what he does. And so I'm always like, oh, can you wear this? And he's like, he has his set, you know, look. And I'm always like, do this, mix it up. I agree.
Yeah,
sometimes they get like, stuck in their ways.
I know. He's always like, you know, wearing something from Harley Davidson. I always find something from Harley Davidson. He has like four motorcycles, so he always likes something from that. But yeah, I'm always like, Joe, I gotta get you out of that look. He's always trying to wear his Harley belt or, you know, sneak something in there like that with like a great outfit. I'm like, Joe, we're not doing that. And I'm just like, we cannot. So but so that's always a great gift that I get him.
Do you have any idea what he's going to get you?
No, but he's the best gift giver ever.
I love that.
He really is. He always buys me a beautiful bag or like some beautiful jewelry. Mm-hmm. He's great at picking out jewelry. He always gets me something unique, or he's bought me like beautiful coats. He's very, very good at picking something fabulous that I would like. I think he goes to Lexi though for a little help, but he always surprises me.
Yeah.
Or if I pick a beautiful bag, I'll open the bag and there's a piece of jewelry. He's very, very good.
That's
that
way. So sweet.
That's
amazing. He's an amazing gift giver. He's super, super thoughtful.
I love
which is nice. Yes. He's always been that way.
I have no problem with the men asking for a little help. I think it shows like effort. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not just like they were like, oh, she'll like this or if she doesn't. Yeah, it's
ask
whatever.
One of my friends if it's something I like. They'll tell you.
100%.
I agree. It's like I like he takes the time to do it. But I also always say it's like I have to do everybody else's gift of all family members, do this, do that. So the person he has to focus on the most is me. So I like
That's well a great played. Point. Well played.
Yes, I take everybody else. You know, I'm like picking out everybody else's gift.
I agree.
And handling it.
Before we let you go, one last question. Do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2020? Or do you do that? Is that Tracy and I were just discussing how we forgot about it?
We forget about it every year.
Yes. Well, I'm never saying I'm losing weight again because it never works.
Yeah.
And I'm never doing that. But I am going to, I think I have to spend more time relaxing and taking time more.
Self-care.
I am going to say for my family, alone time with my family.
Yeah.
And disconnecting because I do work so much and focus on my business. And I think be more present in the moment. You know, I'm not going to be on my phone as much and really just be more present in the moment. And I think that's super important. And I yell at everybody else. I'm like, pick your phone down. I don't want your phone when we're eating dinner. Mm-hmm. And then I pick mine up. So I really just want to be more present and in the moment.
That's a great resolution for everybody. Yeah. Just less
phone. I mean, I'm 32 and my dad still screams at me if I pick up the phone during dinner. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And listen, you're young. You guys have a whole life ahead of you. I'm 20 years older than you. So.
But you still look great, doll.
Thank my you. God. You can reinvent yourself 20 times over. You girls are adorable.
Wow. Love
gorgeous.
That advice.
Thank
you.
Hear
that?
That I think is my favorite. That's my favorite quote right there.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank
I
you for calling
it.
In.
So
thank
sweet.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye, love.
Bye, love. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Guys, this is an emotional episode for us because this marks the truly end of
our year. This will come the new year is our 1 year anniversary of the show. I can't believe in 1 year that we have 50 episodes we've given you guys.
What the fuck did we talk about for 50 episodes?
Who listened for 50 episodes?
A crazy year.
It's been a really long year and a lot of unsolicited advice.
This is true. But I don't know. It's been really special.
I feel like it's been a really cathartic. Successful year.
Yeah, it has been. It's been amazing. And I can't believe it's coming to an end. So looking forward to season three. But before we get there, we still have next week. We have Never Before Heard episode.
That's always my favorite. Alan, that's like deleted shit.
Yeah, so pretty much we like go over our episode limit almost weekly. So mm-hmm. Alan takes stuff that's really good that he likes and he saves it for the Never Before Heard episode. So
it's all stuff you've literally never heard before.
The week after, we're going to have the best of season two. So you're going to hear some of your favorite clips. And if you guys want to write to Alan at Dimly Wit Productions on Instagram and tell him what your favorite clips are for
maybe
the year.
Maybe he can shove some of those in
there. Yes, that would be awesome. Before we go, I thought this would be really funny to end the year. I found an email that I had emailed to Dimly Wit with some show name ideas.
Oh my God. I remember this. We went over show names for the forever. Longest
a lot time. Of what we wanted was taken. That was a big problem.
Can we say things that we wanted?
Well, yeah. So I have the list here. Okay. And
I've never seen this list because I just know every time I mentioned something, Jess was like, ugh, it's taken.
Yeah, I wrote some of those down as well. But, you know when you name your kid something and you think about like, oh, what you would have named it and you're like, that never would have worked?
Yeah, well, looking back, you're like, oh my God, imagine yes. Jaden was Giselle.
No, no.
Oh my God, she would have been a stripper now.
Yeah, no, she embodies Jaden. I can't imagine anything else. And that is how I feel about this show. Like, bad examples, it's everything we are. You know what I mean?
We really are. We're just the worst so, role models.
The name we really liked is we ended up naming, fun trivia fact, season one, episode one.
Yeah.
Sorry in advance.
Sorry in advance is what we wanted the show to be called.
Because that was
the first
thing.
You guys would have been our sorries?
Yeah.
Weird.
Not our baddies, but our sorries. So sorry in advance, but that was taken. Blink if I'm pretty.
Yeah. That was one. That was you. I never even heard that one.
Been there, done them.
That. Oh, I see what you did.
Been there, done them with Tracy and Jessica. Yeah. Like,
total classy, non-ho-ish names.
Then we had some ones that was just, you know, when we first started brainstorming, sex, love, and Jersey, sex, love, and truth. This one is really great. Fresh out of fucks.
That would have not been bad. That one would have been great.
Rated R for reality. Complicated and opinionated with Trey and Jay. These are just...
Things happen for a reason. And yes. There's a reason that sorry in advance never worked.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
We would never have our baddies.
We would have never had baddies. And yeah. It's literally my favorite thing.
I sounded like Tan Mom. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, no, we're fucking bad examples till we die.
Until I die. I'll never be a good example. And unfortunately.
Thank you guys for an amazing year.
Our little see you next Tuesdays. Yeah. We appreciate each and every one of you and all your husbands who support you and let you listen to this awful, god-awful show.
Keep up with us on social media for the next few weeks at Jess Hottie, Tracy DeMarco Epps, Bad Examples Podcast. And also, let us know what you want to hear for season three.
We have our photo shoot coming up for season three, and we're very excited about it, obviously. Done by
surprises.
Kara from Glamour Shots. She does the best job ever, and we're obsessed with the photos that she gives us. And we really can't wait to reveal what our
theme is
for season three.
Here's a hint, shit show.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Merry Christmas. Happy, what'd you say? Happy.
Merry Christmahana Kwanzaa.
Beautiful. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.